In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. In adult education, we've been looking at the church building and what it teaches us. And of course, one of the first things that people notice, the first thing that comes to mind in that context are icons, the Lord and all his saints and all these events. And we said that our icons, our iconostasis is like a hall of fame. It's our heroes of faith. And last week, after liturgy was over in coffee hour, a question was posed to me by one of our church members. Excellent set of questions after church. And that the questions were, why does the church select certain saints and not others? And are certain saints holier than the rest of us? And does God favor them more than the rest of us? And those are good questions. And I think we have to look at what we mean by saint, because at their most basic level, a saint, to use the words of Jesus himself, a saint is someone who glorifies the Father on earth and accomplishes the work that he gives you to do. In a nutshell, a saint is someone that glorifies the Father on earth and accomplishes the work that he gives you to do. Now, there are lots of people who fit that description and who are never going to be a painting on an iconostasis. But that's okay. That's okay. Even among those that do get their painting in an icon, those saints are not flawless. Those saints are not superhuman. Those saints were not perfect. They are redeemed, broken human beings, but people who, by faith, glorified the Father on earth and who accomplished the work that he gave them to do. To be recognized is simply a combination of grace and timing and circumstance. There was some grace-filled way for those that are recognized, some grace-filled way that a particular hero of faith impacts a community in a particular time, in a particular place. It does not mean they were better. It doesn't mean they were holier, as if that's even a thing. You know, that in God's mind and in God's grace, someone is better than somebody else. It's just that for some combination of grace-filled reasons, they made an impact on a local community. And we have saints among us all the time. All the time. And for grace-filled reasons, one might stand out. And of course, this week, we are celebrating Maddie in our local community, or more formally, the Blessed Child Madeline Grace. 10 years this week was her passing. Now, we venerate her not simply because she was a child, and we venerate her not because her death was tragic. We celebrate her. We venerate this child because she speaks to the people of God in a particular way that is grace-filled. She speaks to the people of God in a particular time and in a particular place in a particular way that matters. And I'd like to share two ways. There are countless, but I'd like to share two ways that Maddie speaks to the people of God here. The first goes like this. In the church, there are different categories of saints. There are apostles like Peter and Paul that were sent out to new people and new lands to teach the gospel. There are martyrs like Paraskevi and Catherine who gave their lives rather than deny Christ. There are volunteers like Cosmas and Damian who share their gifts for free. But there's one category of saint called a passion bearer. A passion bearer is a category of saint. People who endure suffering, people who bear suffering. That's what a passion bearer is. Someone that bears suffering, but with patience, with hope, with faith, and even a dose of joy. Now, Madeline Grace was and is a passion-bearing saint. In her physical suffering, she taught us patience. In her physical suffering, she showed us faith and hope. And in spite of her sufferings, she radiates eternal joy. And in doing so, she is an inspiration for us in our own struggles. That's one of the things saints do, is they show us a path when we struggle with the same things they did. Now, I often go and visit her grave. until the snow flies, it's almost daily. It's one of the perks of living near a cemetery is you get to visit the saints. I visit Maddie nearly every day, most of the time just to say hello. But if and when I am distressed, or if and when I am anxiety-ridden or grieving, I will always stop by for a visit. And you know what? She never just says, "Suck it up, Buttercup. What do you have to complain about?" In her 4 years of life and her 10 years in eternal rest, I never got that message. Never once. And by every earthly standard, she had a right to give me that message, but she never did. She never did say, "What do you have to complain about?" She always gives compassion. She always gives sympathy. She always gives comfort and shows me a way of courage and patience and faith and hope and, not surprisingly, eternal joy, just like you'd expect her to. And I know she touches other people where they are, whether grieving or distressed or any other suffering that someone might endure. You know, one example is October in this country and many other countries around the world is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness. This October is dedicated to that message, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness. Well, Miss Madeline Grace is absolutely a wellspring, a fountain of comfort to those who grieve the loss of a child. You know, ask her for that comfort. She'll come through. A passion-bearing saint are some of the strongest because they bear sufferings. And she's reliable to share that strength. So if the first thing that she is passion-bearing, the second thing is that Maddie is a unifier. She is a community builder. Maddie, that blessed child, has a way of bringing people together like fishermen with a net. You know, in the prophecy of Isaiah, Isaiah writes, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard with the young goat, the calf and the young lion together, and a little child shall lead them." Now, where on earth are you ever going to actually see a wolf and a lamb getting along? Where are you going to see a leopard and a goat or a calf and a lion and some catastrophe not happen to one of them, right? But the prophecy that Isaiah sees is about Christ bringing peace. And that if Christ can bring peace, and it certainly extends to those who put on Christ. And then that verse concludes, "And a little child shall lead them." A little child shall lead them. A child is in a particularly good position to unify and to build community. I'll share a little story. A church I attended a long time ago. There was a family there, an extended family, that had a lot of strife among them. A wife had strife with her parents, the husband with his parents, all the in-laws and the siblings. They were all arguing and fighting over who knows what. That wife gives birth to her first child. And suddenly, they're no longer in-laws, but grandparents. Suddenly, they're no longer just siblings, but aunties and uncles. You can guess what that baby did. Suddenly, the wolf was dwelling with the lamb, and the calf with the lion, and it was a little child that led them. A child has a special way of bringing unity, and Maddie had and has a particular gift of bringing people together from completely diverse backgrounds, histories, experiences, ages. Maddie is a unifier, a peacemaker, and a community builder because she's a magnet and people are drawn to her. Now, like any saint on our iconostasis, our blessed child Madeline Grace is not holier or more sacred than anyone else. It's simply that in some grace-filled way, she touched us. As a passion bearer and as a unifier, Miss Madeline impacted this particular community in a particular time and in this particular place, and so has become for us a special hero of faith. Amen. Amen.